Hashem, 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 Hashem. We're going to continue the shir in the story of the sophisticated simpleton. We learned about the simpleton that even when he made his three-cornered shoe, he was so happy. He was happy even though all his lackings were shown through this shoe, show how he wasn't good with his hands, how he wasn't so intelligent. And all came out in this shoe. It was a product of his, looked something like of his unsuccessfulness. He saw everything in this shoe. But still he was happy. He was still always happy all the time. And not only physically, like it says in the end of the story, even though it's a tefillah, the three-cornered shoe, referring to davening. Even if our prayers look not the best. They look like a three-cornered shoe. A shoe is supposed to have two corners. Our tefillahs look messed up and deformed. But we also have to be happy with that also. What's that supposed to mean? So we have to know the difference between before and after. Before, when in the beginning we were in a situation where we had free choice, we had to do everything we can in order to do what's right and do our best. To do the Ratzon Hashem, to do Hashem's will. If we don't do our very best, then we're just fooling ourselves. But after we already put in our efforts, and then we have that success. If we're successful, because Hashem wanted me to be successful. And if we were unsuccessful, it's also because Hashem wanted us to be unsuccessful. Even spiritually, we have to be happy with that. So Hashem knows that right now, this is the best thing for me. And this feeling that we have a lot of times, oh, I should have done this way, I wish I would have done this, I wish I would have done that, I could have done it better. And I was lazy because I'm so stupid, I should have done this, I should have done that. This all is lack of emunah. Because according to the rules of emunah and our faith in Hashem, outcome and even our action and spirituality are really up to Hashem. We have to try to do our best. But really, our success or our non-success is exactly the way Hashem wanted. Nothing can happen if Hashem didn't want. So for example, we tried to dive in and it didn't work. We tried to dive in and we came late, we had a hard time, and we couldn't really concentrate, we were thinking about a million things. That's because Hashem wanted. When we're finished that davening, we have to try to be happy. Yes, we come into that davening, we have to try and say, I want to try to put in every ounce of effort I can. I want to put in all the effort I can. Right? But afterwards, if we're successful, we shouldn't be arrogant. Say, thank you, Hashem. Even if we feel we were unsuccessful, we also have to thank Hashem and be happy. Because this is exactly what Hashem wanted. And even though I think, oh, it's because I was lazy, because I did this, I did that, that's also the Ratzon Hashem. Even if I was lazy and I didn't put in enough concentration for davening, that's also Hashem's will. That me today, that is what I should do. And also in every scenario, any scenario we could imagine, our action and our result, after the fact, we have to realize that that's what Hashem, exactly what Hashem wanted. Not blame ourselves. Oh, I should have been lazy. I was this. I was that. It's my fault. And Hashem sometimes has a message why we should have stumbled. Many times Hashem wants us to be lazy and stumble to realize to start being less lazy. To start moving ourselves. Sometimes that's what it's true. I was lazy and I messed up. But Hashem wanted that. Hashem sometimes wants me to go down to come up. He wants me to really wake up. President feels like they slept late one day. And then they say, yes, I slept late, so that's when this and this happened. It's true. But Hashem wanted it to happen. Hashem wants me to really start getting up even earlier every morning. He wants me to daven, to give me strength to get up, to get up much earlier than I would have ever imagined. And once a person could accept what happened with Simcha, then already their mind is working. And then we have the ability to start working and say, oh, what does Hashem want? But if we're busy being upset, oh, I can't believe I got to play, I can't believe I did this, I can't believe I did that, it's my fault. Then we're not even in the right mode to start doing tshuva. Because we're busy chasing after ourselves. Our brain is not working. We're not in that mode of simcha that our brain could work. Right? Like Rav Nachman said, the pasuk says, "Ki b'simcha teitzei." With simcha, our mind goes out; it goes into freedom. When we're not happy, our mind's constricted. We can't think straight. We can't think logically. We're just thinking negative. So, first of all, we have to realize this was what Hashem wanted, and be happy. I have to be happy because this is perfect. Now, once I'm in a mode of simcha, now I can start thinking, "Oh, you know what? Maybe Hashem wants to teach me a lesson over here. Maybe what could I see? Where did I go wrong? Maybe there was something else for next time I could do a little bit different." Not that I'm going back. I'm saying, "Oh, you know what? Last time I should have messed up," and keep on beating yourself up about what happened last time. Our main tshuva is to go for the future. The main tshuva is to change for the future. What's tshuva? Tshuva is changing what I was doing until now. Changing. That doesn't always mean I can't turn the clock back necessarily in the action I already did. However, I can still turn the clock back on a certain level. If I react to what just happened in the right way, then on a certain level I'm turning the clock back to use this situation to help me go further. But if I take the situation to fall farther away from Hashem, and just to beat myself up and say, "I can't believe you did that, you're so lazy," to lose my confidence, then I'm failing. Like Rav Nachman says, what's the main thing the Yitzhahara wants? He doesn't want that there. He doesn't care about that there so much. That's like small change for him. He wants the sadness that comes after. He wants the aftershock. He wants what comes afterwards. So if a person feels like, "I messed up," so we have to stop and realize Hashem wanted that to happen. And if I want to continue, if I really feel that I messed up, I want to stop, I want to fix up, the first thing I should do is be happy and try to do tshuva, like the Torah says. Not beat myself up, because then I'm continuing in my failure. Continuing what I feel was my failure, continuing falling. But if I say, "You know what, I really feel bad what I did, I wish I could turn the clock back." So the first step is, don't fall. Don't get all down. Don't beat myself up. Don't lose my confidence. Many people, they feel like the only way I'm going to come better is if I reprimand myself, if I punish myself, if I give myself punishments. And that's how I'm going to become, that's how I'm going to become better in the future. But that's really the root of that problem. That they keep on going and they're in a vicious cycle that they fall and then they blame themselves. They blame themselves. They lose their confidence. They fall even more. Then they blame themselves even more. They get up a little bit and they fall even more. They blame themselves more. They can't grow because they keep on chasing after themselves. They keep on hurting themselves more than the Yitzhahara is hurting them. More than any of theirs can hurt them, they hurt themselves. They're hurting themselves with their thought process, their negative thought process. This negative thought process brings the person down more than anything. And it gets just stronger and stronger, this negative emotions, until eventually a person could get a situation where they really lose the ability sometimes to change. Because they have such low self-confidence, they have such low confidence, and they don't believe in themselves, they don't believe they could do it, then they really put themselves in a situation that now they can't do it. Now they put themselves in a situation where now it's very, very hard to change. Until you can get to a level, people lose their mind totally. Shabbi Rachim. People can just lose their mind totally eventually. Just from this chasing after themselves. But our goal is to chase after Hashem. If we're chasing after ourselves, we're not chasing after Hashem. We have a choice. Who do you want to chase after? Beat yourself up, or you want to go after Hashem? Beating ourselves up for doing something wrong is not tshuva. And it's not what's going to help us come closer to Hashem. Which means once we understand the Torah says a person has to be happy. And the same Torah that told us that we have free choice, that we have to choose good or bad. Hashem says in the Torah, choose good or bad. Right? If you choose the good, you're choosing life. If you choose the bad, you're choosing death. The same Torah also told us that even if you chose the wrong choice, it doesn't say you should get depressed. Right? But Adam Rishon, by Cain and Hevel, right? Hashem told Cain, says Cain was very sad. Right? Cain was very sad that he killed his brother. He killed somebody, the first murderer of the world. The first murderer. And he killed him because for no reason, for no real good reason. Because he was jealous. So what did Hashem tell him? And other recent sin, Hashem told him, if you do tshuva, good. But if not, tell him, petach atat rovetz. Your avir is just going to jump onto you till the graves. You're just going to fall more and more and more. and you're gonna go down this downward spiral, farther and further down. What is Hashem telling you? Do tshuva. So the same Hashem who was saying, "Oh, I have free choice and I should have done the right thing," the same Torah that taught us that Hashem wants us to choose, make the right choices, also taught us what to do after we made the wrong choice. Doesn't say you should get depressed, get down. It's the opposite. If you get depressed, then it's just going to chase after you. You're going to go down until the grave. That's not the way to change. The way to change is to do tshuva. Do tshuva properly. The first step in tshuva is really, it's from Hashem. What's avera? What's a sin? A sin is I forgot about Hashem. I care more about myself than caring about Hashem. That's it. I forgot about Hashem. So it's the first thing in tshuva. It was Hashem. Everything was Hashem. First of all, what happened until now was Hashem. Hashem wanted the action. He wanted the outcome. Hashem, without Hashem, it couldn't have happened. Now, what does Hashem want from me? So, good deal. Now, I could go do tshuva. Say, if you do it, repent on it. Have charata. Right? Go through the steps of tshuva, which the Torah tells me to do. Don't make up my own tshuva. I had to do tshuva by beating myself up and being upset at myself. That's not true. Tshuva is taking a specific time, confessing in front of Hashem, regretting it, regretting that, you know, I went against Hashem. And then go further. Make a Kabbalah, accept myself in the future. I'm going to try to become better. And even if I fall into the same thing again, it doesn't matter. If at the time when I accepted myself to do tshuva, I really meant it, then that's tshuva. I got to go to the next level. Right? The mitzvah of charata doesn't mean that we should have remorse on aver. It doesn't mean we should get depressed. It means I feel bad that I went against Hashem. And do it by that part of the day. The rest of the day, I'm happy. So the whole day, I have to go to the mindset, I have to be simcha, this is what Hashem wanted. I have to focus from that angle. Hashem wanted it to happen. On the other end, when it comes time for me to do tshuva, now I can look at the other angle. No, but why did Hashem want this to happen to me? Right? It's true, I have to be happy the whole day for Hashem, and it's good for me. But then I can make some chajma nefesh, sit there, and say, why did Hashem want this to happen to me? Maybe because he wants me to daven to become bigger, make a bigger vessel. Maybe it's because he doesn't want me to be arrogant. Maybe he has better plans for me. He wants me to become much bigger. Maybe I'm on the wrong path in life. He's guiding me to a different path in life. And this is what we have to be like, the simpleton. He says, now that I made a three-corner chew, this is what I'm able to do. This is what Hashem wants. And it's right now, my situation right now, this is the best thing for me. Right? We're not talking about someone here who doesn't care about service of Hashem. This one does care about service of Hashem. They're not just saying, oh, I don't care because I didn't serve Hashem, it's okay. We're not saying it's okay. So for the past, stop chasing yourself on the past and go further. Go farther. And we're talking about someone who wants to be successful in doing Hashem's will. And this is the main simplicity of this person. That he should have to believe in this ratzon. To think, no, it's true I have a hard time. It's true I stumble. But I have a good will. What's my real will? My real will is to do good. And whatever happened to Tonya, it's because Hashem wanted it to happen. And this is my three-corner shoe. This is the best thing for me. And a person has to realize and look at themselves and say, even though I stumble, I really want to do good. And I really want to do Ratzon Hashem. This is what has to bring a person to Simcha. That's what the Sahara always wants to ruin. Sahara is always trying to convince us, yeah, you're a bad person. You don't really care. Because look, you did this of it, you did that of it. That means you don't care. That's not true. We do care. Sometimes we stumble, forget, we lose focus for a little bit. But not the Yitzhara who says, you don't care. We do care. And that's the Yitzhara. He wants to just ruin our ratzon. He wants to ruin our desire to come close to Hashem. So how does he do that? He says, you don't really care. You don't really have a good will anyways. Ah, you have a little bit of will. It's nothing. It's worth nothing. You do sins, you're nothing. That's what he wants to tell us. Right? He wants to tell us, oh, you see, you even fell into Aveiro. You can't do good. These are all just his tricks. And he says, look, you try to become better. And whatever you try to become better, you saw you fell. Exactly. You woke up, you said you want to become better, and then you fell. And then look how you stumbled. So it must be you don't really care. This is how it tells the person. But really, it's not true. I had a Rav Arash who was speaking once to the bachurim downstairs. He told him that we know the famous story Rav Nachman spoke about, that before the neshama, a big tzaddik, referring to him, he came to the world, the neshama has to get sworn in before swearing best that we try to do the ratzon of Hashem in this world. So before the neshama got sworn in, someone came screaming. Yitzhara came screaming. The Sultan came screaming. He says, stop, stop. Don't let this neshama come down to the world. Because if you're going to let this neshama come down to the world, my job is over. I have no more job. I have nothing to do. This is what the Atara was screaming. So Rashi was explaining why was he so afraid of Rav Nachman? Why was he so afraid? What was the Yitzhar so afraid of? Because Rav Nachman revealed to us the tricks of the Yitzhar. He has a whole book of tricks, the Yitzhar. Rav Nachman opened up this book, he told us, he revealed to us all the secrets of the Yitzhar in his trick book. And therefore the Yitzhar said he has nothing to do. I'm going to try to trick people. They already know my tricks. They can already know what I'm trying to do and they're not going to fall. And this is one of the tricks Rav Nachman told us. What's one of the tricks to Yitzhar? His main trick is he doesn't care about the Avera so much. He cares about what's going to happen after the Avera. You're going to get down after the Avera. And that's his main goal. That's his main. So, by us being happy with whatever the outcome was, whatever we did, even going further, saying I'm just going to go further, that's outdoing the trick of the Yitzhar. Realizing that his main thing is he just wants to break our rust. He just wants to make us down. And therefore, don't let him make us down. Don't let him break us. See, oh, you're nothing, you're this, you're that. Don't let him, because that's his main fight. Try to overcome him and not let him break us, because that's the main war of the Yitzhara, to break a person's emunah in themselves. So if a person doesn't have emunah, believe in themselves, that they are good and they can do good, then they can't believe in Hashem and the Torah and the Tzadikim. It's going to be very lacking. Because they keep feeling broken, keep feeling disconnected. It's all very nice, it's all very high, but I can't connect with it. So I don't believe in myself. So for a person to really connect and really have a wound in Hashem and the Torah and Tzadikim, they have to have a wound in themselves. What does that mean? It means Hashem gave me the power to serve Him. I'm a piece of Hashem. I'm a Talmud of the Kim, I'm the form of Hashem. And I can do good. Even if it's hard makes me stumble, I am a good person. And deep down, I am good. Even not so deep, I have good returns. Yes, I fall, I stumble, but I am a good person. Don't listen to the Torah say, oh, you're bad, you're worthless, you can't do this, you can't do that. Say, it's true, I can't do a lot of things, because it's true, I'm very handicapped spiritually. But this is what Hashem wants for now. And I have to be happy with this situation, and try to go further and do whatever I can with the situation Hashem gave me. And if Hashem put me in this situation, Hashem can help me, at least on my level, to overcome this situation. As you realize, there's no bad in the world. Whatever happens, whatever will happen, is only good. And even if it's a three-cornered shoe, that's also good. It looks to us negative, it looks to us off-centered, off. It's also good. Say, thank you, Hashem. How could it be I could be happy with a three-cornered shoe? How could I be happy with the service of Hashem that's so lacking? I'm in this world to serve Hashem, right? You know what the answer is? Because right now, that's my free choice. I feel like I'm lacking. So what's about one of my main free choice now that I have? It's to be happy. I feel like I want to do more Torah. I want to do mitzvahs hard. I feel like I fall into Averis. So I'm feeling down. I feel like all my free choice, I'm messing up. All my decisions, I'm messing up. And there's one very big area where you can still excel in. That's in believing in yourself. And I want to be happy because Hashem gave me the power. And that's where I could grow. Because that's not free choice. Free choice isn't if I did good or I didn't do good. That's not so much our power, the outcome of our actions. Most of our free choices, am I going to be happy with what Hashem is helping with? Am I going to have a rustle to go further? Am I going to get down and get broken? Or am I going to be happy with whatever Hashem sends me? And our main free choice, especially on the past, right now, what can I do about the past if I already did? But one of the main things is to be happy. This is what Hashem wanted. A person makes the right choice, that this is what Hashem wanted. The first thing Hashem wants me is to be happy. And then also, when I'm happy, I can think, what's the message Hashem is sending to me? Come close to Hashem. If a person starts over the wrong foot, he'll never do tshuva. A person starts blaming himself, they get all depressed, they want to give up. Then he's falling into a spiritual slumber, and he's going to be very, very far from Hashem. Therefore, on the past, we have to look with emunah. Say, no, it's Rosh Hashem, I'm happy. And my main free choice is on the future. That I know I did something that wasn't proper according to the Torah. But I'm asking Hashem to help me be better in the future and to do tshuva. That's simple emunah. There's only Hashem in the world. There's not people doing things to me, take myself out of the equation, throw other people out of the equation. There's no evil in the world. And if any time a person feels down and depressed, even just in their heart, this is an aspect of denial of Hashem. because Emuna means there's no one besides Hashem. I don't see anything. I don't see myself in the picture. I don't see other people in the picture. Ain't Abu Vada, there's nothing besides him. What does that mean? All the people are a bunch of robots. They're just messages from him. No, everything is really good. So try to be happy. Of course, there is tshuva. You can do tshuva, so we can do tshuva to fix the past. But getting down and now saying, I should have not done it, that doesn't help me. Say, I should have, I can't believe it. That's just being upset at yourself. That's not tshuva. That's just being upset at yourself. That's not going back to Hashem. Real tshuva is saying, Hashem, you know, you're that Hashem. I'm sorry, I forgot about you. But not beating yourself up. I can't believe it. Hashem, obviously, that happened. You want me to fall. Help me know why it's fall. I still have to do tshuva. Help me understand why I have to fall. So one in the Torah tells the person to do tshuva. And to repent and say Vidu and ask Hashem forgiveness and help me in the future. But at the same time, the Torah is also telling us, try to do the best you can. So there we see the joy of the simpleton by this three-cornered shoe is a sign of the Emunah Shleimah. It's complete Emunah. And we have to realize that every thought, action, and speech that we think about, or we do, or we speak about during the day, it's all from Hashem. Hashem wanted every single thing to happen. We can't even imagine how everything is from Hashem. We believe the Zamunah, but also the main thing is to have Amunah and the Ratzon. Like the Brinah from Ranach, as I look at the Moran, every day there's Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. And Hashem, so to speak, constricts his godliness. And every person has Hashem trying to reveal himself to this person every day. Sometimes he comes in a certain thought, sometimes he comes in a certain action, or to arouse us to serve Hashem. Now, every thought, action, speech we have, every single thing is Hashgacha Pratis. Therefore, the best thing to choose is to try to be happy. Remember, everything's for Hashem. Every word I say is also because Hashem wants to have it. Different signs also what I say. As the Shem should help us be zecher to only focus on the good. Do tshuva the right time to do tshuva. Also, be happy the rest of the day. Shalom, Shiach, Shalom, Shalom, very soon. Amen.